Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. And I'm talking to an amazing couple in North Carolina today, Dedrick and Crystal Polite. You probably know them from their incredible A&E/Hulu show, 50-50 Flip. It's where this couple goes in and they, for $50,000 or less, and in 50 days or less, they flip a property. Season one was a great success. Just took the country by storm. And now season two has dropped on Hulu. And this season, it's even better than season one because they've really found their footing and found their voice. And I'm glad it's so hard in television. Usually you don't even get this opportunity to kind of really grow your show, but they found that kind of really letting you behind the curtain and showing you the raw, the art of the deal, the negotiations, finding these properties, the good, the bad, the ugly. So it's not just kind of this old school flipping show where it's like, hey, we found a property. Look, we made $100,000. You can do it too. It really is in the trenches with them. And so I love the business side. And what I wanted to talk to Dedrick and Crystal about, among many things, is A, they're married, they have kids, they're working together. What are the pitfalls of that? What are the positives to that? How did they make it work? But also, if we're sitting at home, we know we should be in real estate. Everybody, every millionaire and billionaire says, I'm in real estate. Well, what does that mean? How do I start? Taking a big bite of something is so hard. Breaking it down and making it bite-sized for us, that's what I want to do today. So we're going to dive into the show, 50-50 Flip, with Dedrick and Crystal right now. Dedrick and Crystal, it's so good to see you guys and meet you. I've never met y'all before, but man, you guys are absolutely blowing up with the show 50-50, so congratulations.
Thanks for having us, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Season two is out, as I just said in the intro. And I like that season two has kind of pivoted. I feel like you know, season one was successful. Y'all were doing your thing and it was fun to watch that. But I feel like season two, you guys are kind of, I don't know if it's fair to say y'all are giving back more. Like, it seems like y'all want to share more of, okay, this is how we do it. You're going to see behind the curtain. You're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of this 50-50 split.
Absolutely. They actually, season two, we had a new showrunner. So a new producer on the who wanted to see more of that this season. I mean, we were always doing it behind the scenes.
Of course.
With people, but he was completely fascinated with what we were doing off camera. So he was like, why are we not showing this? Why are you not incorporating this on camera? So he's like the brainchild behind that. He was like, listen, I want you guys to do it all. We want to show them what you guys really do day to day. So that was great for us because it made for a little bit more interesting, a lot more twist as well.
It's so important. I hosted Designers Challenge on HGTV for years and knew all those shows. And, you know, the idea in the beginning was just that. It was like, okay, make your choice. And then boom, here's this beautiful flip and we made money. But seeing how the sausage is made is important. That's huge.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, people, they say, oh, HGTV, A&E, you make it look easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's far from easy renovating and flipping homes. You know, you got the pressure, you got the stress of a national TV production following you. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's definitely not as easy as it looks, but it is doable.
Yeah, and there's a lot that goes into these properties that we know people really want to know. Kind of like us when we're watching them. No, we want to know, how did you acquire it? What are really all the holding costs? Because most shows will just show you, this is what we purchased it for, this is how much we renovated it for, and this is what we sold it for.
Well, what's important too in this day and age, it's, you know, look, I think we've become savvy, and I say we as the fans, right, of reality TV, and I was a part of it for 20 years. So fans have got so savvy, they can see through the BS. They know if you're really not spending 50K, right? The whole premise of your show is 50K or less in 50 days. And it's like, look, we all know what can and can't be done for 50K to a certain degree. And so it's, people can see through it. So now that you have lifted the curtain, not only taken us behind it, you've lifted the curtain, that kind of honesty and raw, you know, material that we're getting from you guys is great.
Absolutely. This season, a lot of the houses did go over 50K. I mean, you got inflation that's running rampant throughout the country. So it's very difficult, unless you're just doing paint and carpet, to get a renovation done for less than 50K, even in North Carolina, where it's a lot less expensive.
I was going to ask you guys how that has changed your world, because when you started in season one, if I'm not mistaken, we were probably still at, you know, 2.25% interest rate. You know, you could get goods and services. I mean, I don't know how many people have gone to their local Home Depot or any of the other home goods stores and just try to buy a 2x4 or plywood. I can tell you it's gone up 2-3x. So from season one to season two, how much has your bottom line changed? Your expectations changed? Just your whole business acumen had to change because the world has been flipped upside down.
Yeah, like you said, Chris, in 2021, when we filmed season one, right, interest rates are 2.5%. The market was crazy hot. Properties were going, flying off the shelf. Season two, we filmed in 2023, interest rates had tripled from 2.5% to 7%. Properties were still selling very quickly, low days on market, but they were starting to creep up, right? But margins are getting squeezed for house flippers, right? Well, you may net $60,000 in 2021. Now the net is $35,000 because your costs are higher. So there's definitely a lot of pressures we have to deal with to pull off season two.
So Crystal, is it still an avenue you would suggest for people to get into? I mean, you guys have perfected your craft and you're still making it work. But if, you know, say anybody listening to this husband and wife team are like, you know, I'm thinking about real estate and trying to branch out a little bit. Is it still a viable option in this market?
It is. It's definitely still a viable option, but I would tell people, if you're looking to go into real estate, one, figure out why you want to go into real estate.
Yeah.
And that's going to determine your exit strategy. And it may not be flipping. Right. So Dedrick and I, why was to buy and hold properties? Why? So we can pass them down to our children and create that passive income for them, that generational wealth. So it did not involve flipping, okay. To be honest with you.
It's creating rental properties that you're going to hold on
exactly.
to.
Exactly. So when we got started, it was not in, we didn't get started by flipping houses. We got started by wholesaling to build up our cash flow to buy and hold. So for every like wholesale deal we did, we took down a property. So that's how we started accumulating properties from the very beginning. And then flipping really came about. We were, every rental that we had, we renovated them to flip quality.
Okay.
That's how the TV show saw us and thought we were flipping properties. When in actuality, we were not. We were just renovating them to the gods.
As buy and hold rentals.
Right. And we actually, and we tell people this, we learned how to flip when you guys seen us for the first time on national TV.
Oh, that's funny. But the other thing, though, I think is very savvy of you too, and obviously you've thought about this, is when you have created it to where you can flip it, you can get out quickly if you need to. You know, the house is absolutely ready to go. So if renting is carrying the nut and paying the mortgage and then some, great, hold on to it. But if all of a sudden the market's turning, you guys can flip these properties if you need to.
Yeah, and the other benefit, Chris, is that when you have a higher quality rental, you tend to attract better tenants who take better care of it, stay longer. So to your question, you know, I still encourage everyone to get into real estate, investing in some form, whether you want to get into flipping, buying rental properties, whatever it is, because real estate is one of the most proven ways of making money and building wealth in America, right? 90% of all millionaires, you know, come from real estate, and people who've made millions in other industry, they park their money in real estate for a reason.
In all of our properties, you have to be able to fall in all, under all three of these buckets. We have to be able to rent it at a premium. We have to be able to Airbnb it. All so right. We have to be able to do a short-term rental, and we have to be able to sell it for a really nice profit. So when we are buying these properties and we're holding them, they have to check all three of those boxes as well.
Okay, so, and that's a good start for this next question. If you are sitting here listening to this and you're thinking, it's like Dedrick just said, I know I need to get into real estate. Everybody does it, but man, it's so intimidating. It just seems so big. Where do I start? So try to break this down into bite-sized pieces for the listener. If I wanted to get into real estate, which is a great idea, even in this market, where can I start?
That's a great question. I think what Crystal mentioned is start with the end in mind. What is your end goal? Is your goal to make an extra $50,000 a year by doing one or two house flips? Is your goal to build passive income where 5 years from now you own three rental properties and it's producing $3,000 a month in passive income? What's your goal? That's going to determine how and where you start.
Okay.
And I would definitely say once that's determined, one of the, and I'm not going to say easiest ways or easiest strategies, but for us and a lot of people who started out like us, going through flipping is not where you want to start. And I'm just going to
say,
most people get on here, have a TV show with you, and they're going to tell you, oh my God, yes, flipping. Wait, I ain't even going to bullshit you like that.
Right.
That ain't where you want to start.
It's okay. It's a tough business.
It is. And we are very transparent with people, and we tell people, and you would have never met us if we would have started with flipping. For us, we had to build up cash flow like most people, right? You're not sitting around with $200,000 to $500,000 just in the account on a Wednesday. We had to build that capital. So if that is you and you fall in under that bucket where it's like, hey, listen, I need to build up some cash flow, then I would say wholesaling is the best way to do that. Dedrick and I started wholesaling. We started getting out there and just selling contracts. And from that, we were able to build up. I mean, our third deal alone was, what, $105,000?
Yeah.
Sophie?
Yeah, like Crystal said, Chris, we started out wholesaling, which is the art of finding a deal. Right? How do you find a property at 50 cents on a dollar? You find a motivated seller, you put the property in the contract, and then you assign the contract to a cash buyer or flipper for a fee. You know, our first deal, we made 11 grand. Our second deal, we made 5,000. Our third deal, a virtual wholesale deal we found in Boston, we made 105 grand. That made us instant cash buyers. So now we can actually go out and start buying properties cash.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Okay, let's back up. Explain, because I think people understand buying a house and renting it. They understand the flipping. What are you talking about with wholesale? Break this down. Tell us exactly what that means.
So like I said, wholesaling is finding a motivated seller who doesn't just want to sell. They have to sell quickly. They're okay. Distressed. Maybe they just got divorced. Their job just transferred them across country and they need to sell quickly. They can't wait 3 to 6 months for the property to sit on the market with a realtor. And putting that property under contract, right, at a wholesale price, then marketing to investors who are looking for deals, and then assigning your contract to an investor for a fee. You're basically the middleman or the middlewoman. Most people never heard of it, right? I didn't know you could do this until we hired a mentor who taught us wholesaling.
Yeah.
But that's how we got the cash to start buying rental properties and getting into flipping houses.
And some of their motivations could be different. So even if they're not looking to sell quickly, they're just looking to sell and not on market. So there are people who's like, hey, listen, I got an inherited property from my grandmother.
I don't want to be a landlord.
I live in New Jersey. The house is in Virginia. I don't want to be a landlord. I don't want to have anything to do with the property. And we run across a lot of them. We run across a lot of tired landlords who's like, look, I got a rental property. A rental portfolio, 10 houses. I'm 80 years old.
How did you guys start finding these properties though? And so you're working with a real estate agent. If I'm just Joe Q Public, how do I get involved in this? Because I think the main thing that people think of is, look, I would love to own rental properties. Yeah, that sounds great. But like Crystal just pointed out, you know, I don't have 125 grand to put down. Like I can't, you know, it's hard for me to start. So how did you guys start bird dogging these properties?
Yeah, how do you find a deal? That's like the $1 million question, right? And most times they're not on market. Mm-hmm. What we do is we go directly to property owners and to sellers.
Okay.
So there's various marketing things you can do. You can do cold call, text messages, direct mail, different forms of marketing. And again, it's 1 to 2% of the market at any time is distressed. The other 98%, they're going to list with their cousin or their sister who's a realtor and sell on the market. Fine, right? They're going to get retail. But that 1 to 2% who's distressed, either financially or the property's physically distressed, those are the people that you can help by being that middleman or middlewoman in the transaction. And okay, you don't need a real estate license. You don't need a ton of cash. and you can make some serious money. It's called wholesaling. We're actually doing a free training next week on it. We can give you a link to it to share with the audience, Chris.
Love that.
But what you're looking for also, Chris, is a property in distress, even more so, because that property in distress is going to help you find the owner that's in distress, right? So an easy way to do that, which people don't think about it, every day you're driving to work, you're driving to the grocery store, you're driving to drop kids off, whatever you're doing, you're driving, or you're on the bus, right? And on the bus, they still got windows. So what you want to do is you want to start noticing the houses that you're driving by every single day. And you're looking for the ones that look like they're in distress. They got a bunch of trash outside or a bunch of broken down cars, properties that look abandoned, that windows are boarded up. And you're seeing now, even if it's occupied, what that's telling you is this is the landlord that's tired, right? Because most people, if it's your house, Chris, or our house, that house is going to look nice. It's going to be taken care of. But when it's not, and you see that it's in distress, that's telling you, one, typically that's not going to be an owner occupied, because owners don't typically leave their houses like that. But it's also saying, hey, there's a tired landlord somewhere. So what you're going to do is you're going to get that address. You're going to write it down. You're going to then go on public records and start trying to Google this person, because you can find any and everyone's information. And there's a lot of softwares out there that can help you also find these owners' information. And you're going to call them up like, hey, listen, I drove by your property the other day. Yesterday, and I absolutely love it. I'm, you know, I'm a local investor, really just trying to get my foot in the door. And there's definitely a lot of different scripts that we give people, depending on where you live, that works. And I mean, of course, it's worked for us because we still do it to this day. But that's really wholesale.
We call that driving for dollars.
Yes.
Yeah. It's what you guys are saying too, and you know, there is no magic pill. This isn't a lottery. Yeah, and I think with every business, this isn't a get rich quick scheme. None of these are.
Absolutely
what I'm hearing from you guys, intelligent decision-making, hard work, homework, sweat equity, you know, the pillars to any job. And that is so important that, you know, if people are looking for that, just get out of jail free card, that doesn't exist. It doesn't. Yeah. You got to do the work.
Absolutely. There's no such thing as get rich quick. We tell people all the time, you can do well in real estate, but it's get wealthy slowly over time. And that's if you keep properties. You can't sell everything. You can get rich flipping houses, but you can get wealthy owning properties long term.
Well, and that's the thing. It's, you know, it's also like franchises. You know, if you're, you know, you're not going to get rich owning a McDonald's. If you own 75 McDonald's, sure. So it's, you know, same thing with your houses. If you own one house, sure, you can pay that mortgage and make a little bit here and there. But every time you got to do a repair, you're borrowing against that. But if you own several, all of a sudden you're offsetting those costs and it builds. You just got to be patient.
There you go.
Speaking of that, Chris, real estate allowed us to pursue Crystal's dream. Right. My dream was always to own a ton of properties and become financially independent through real estate. But her dream wasn't that. But I was like, listen, if you support my dream, we'll be able to do your dream. And you want to tell him what your dream is?
Yeah. Well, he said, listen, real estate will afford us the opportunity and provide that cash to be able to do your dream, which was own a chain of family entertainment centers, which are, for anyone who don't know, anything where there's indoor or outdoor fun where families can come and gather. So you got the Dave and Buster's, you got trampoline parks, pools, anything of that nature. So for us, we ended up buying into the Sky Zone franchise.
Trampoline park.
Yeah, no, those are great. My kids used to go. They're older now, but yeah, those things are great.
Yeah, and yeah, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. I mean, the franchise fee alone is like almost six figures for that. But through getting into real estate, we're able to buy into that franchise and we're going to build one and we're going to have a chain of those. But real estate is a vehicle that's allowed us to do things like that.
That's all. That, Crystal, that's amazing, by the way. And I, you know, by the way, I love what y'all do, Crystal, because the reason, kind of the impetus behind your show and what you guys do is, yes, you are trying to make a profit. You're trying to make money. You're humans and you have a family to raise, but you're also building community and you're wanting to pour things back into these communities.
Absolutely. Like I tell people, that's the true power of real estate. And it can really be any business. We're small investors compared to a lot of huge investors out there who's owning, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of properties and doors. And I tell people, Dedrick and I are small investors, but we're trying to make that big impact and showing other individuals that you can do the same, no matter if you own 5 doors, 7 doors, or 7,000. And for us, real estate is that vehicle for us to be able to say, hey, listen, it's not about how many doors we own, but how many doors we can open for the next person and their family and their generation to be able to walk through as well. And if we can touch, instead of owning 7,000 doors, but touch 7,000 people and give 7,000 people the opportunity to change the trajectory of their family tree, then what we're doing in real estate is worth it. And it's not about us owning those doors.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in a rising tide lifts all boats. And that really applies to a lot of things, including houses, you know, in neighborhoods. Yep. You know, you get that one house that has curb appeal, they fixed it up, now the next house does. And then that might inspire the next neighbor to all of a sudden. And it's amazing how that can change an entire mindset and an entire neighborhood. And then it starts to grow. It's a wonderful thing.
And it's exactly what it does, actually. Yeah. So wherever Dedrick and I are doing our flips, we typically always, we're always going to look at the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we do flip strategically in certain neighborhoods that are depressed, what are considered depressed markets. And what we see is that trickle down effect.
Yeah.
So even from season one, when we did a house in the neighborhood that used to be literally one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in our county. And from doing that one house, of course, it raised the value of all the houses over there because it sold. Then all of a sudden that house set the comps. But more importantly, what we saw was everyone started taking pride in their home. So all of a sudden we started seeing
people painting
their houses next door. The neighbor came over and told us, like, look, I can't have my house looking like this next to this house. So she done went out, get it. All of a sudden they did all this landscaping. They done put shutters up and you see it, the whole neighborhood.
That ripple effect.
That ripple effect. Everyone started to now, and they came over and they thanked us, like, you know, listen, thank you guys for bringing the beauty back in this neighborhood. I've been here 40 years and just to see this house has now showed me the own beauty in my own house now.
It's a good thing. And you guys, I love that you do all this together, but that can also sound better than it is. You guys fell in love first before you started working together, right?
Yes.
Well, kind of. So our first date was actually like a business meeting.
Okay.
So our first date, 2009, we met in Boston. We met at a gas station. Neither one of us actually got gas.
I got gas. Why you
didn't see that? I forgot about gas once I met her. But our first date was like we met for lunch, but it was more of a business meeting because immediately we sat down. We knew there was attraction there, right? She was gorgeous and, you know, there was attraction there. But she started grilling me. She was like, all right, we're in our late 20s. So she's like, all right, what's your 3-year plan? What are your 5-year goals? You know, are you an entrepreneur? Are you going to stay in Boston? Grilling me. What's your credit score? This is on our first date. She asked me my credit score. And I'm like, kind of taken aback.
By the way, great questions.
Yeah, she cut right to the chase. I was also kind of impressed because I'm like, all right, she's not like most other females I've met, right? She's getting the hard questions out of the way first, but it also showed me how focused and how driven she was. Uh-huh. And that was literally how our first date went. And I answered the question, then I started grilling her, right? The same things.
Yeah, it was definitely... It was more so I was an entrepreneur. So I knew anyone that I ended up being with had to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And most people don't find that out until they're 10 years into a marriage and go, oh, and they're coming up to us at conferences like, oh, how do I get my wife involved? How do I get my husband involved? They're not interested and da da da. And you've been with them 15 years, but you didn't have a conversation beforehand.
Smart. So,
it's kind of like for me, I'm not going through all that. Hey, listen, I want to know what your true goals and dreams are because what you choose to do will ultimately affect me and vice versa. I didn't care what his favorite food was because I wasn't planning on cooking it.
She's an amazing cook now, by the way, but we were dating. I did all the cooking. Mm-mm.
Crystal, you sound a lot like my wife, Lauren. We had these conversations early. Like, it is so important. And it's amazing to me that people don't have these conversations. We talk about that. I know it's not sexy. It's not lingerie, but I wanted to know, like, how much debt are you carrying? Right. You know, what are you coming into? And by the way, it doesn't mean I'm not going to date you. It doesn't mean I won't marry you, but I just want to know the picture of what I am getting into.
Exactly. And that's what I tell people when they be like, well, why would you ask his credit score? And I told them, I said, listen, and I always tell people in full transparency, when he asked, they'd be like, when he asked me, well, what's your credit score? And I was like a 560. Then he was like, well, why are you asking me? And his was like 810, something, 810, 820. He was like, you asking me, and then you only got a 5-something. I said, that's right, because I'm rebuilding my credit. I can't be rebuilding both the bags. And if I have to, I got to know now what I got to do, and I got to prepare for it. So like I tell people, even if he would have said, oh, my credit is 610. Okay, now I got to say, okay. Now I got to be, okay, now I got to repair mine and his.
We got some work to do.
It's going to take about another year. Okay, just prepare for it. But if you don't have those conversations up front, and you wait 10 years in or 5 years in, and I'm telling you,
a surprise.
Yeah. They come to us at every conference. They come to me crying.
So we get more questions about this stuff, the relationship stuff, how do you work with your spouse, than the business, right? And we kind of prefer talking
about
this.
And a majority of them is they're trying to pull a spouse into the business.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have these conversations up front, and they see Dedrick and I, and they'll be like, oh, I'm trying, you know, I need a wife like yours, or I need a husband like
yours. Not every couple is meant to work together. It's not all unicorns and rainbows.
Right. You got to figure that out in the beginning.
You're 100% right. Lauren and I, we work together, and we have a production company but we knew before, because we talked like you guys did, as we had these conversations. And I think it's important to know the opposite too, as you just said, not everybody's cut out for this. So don't do it. You don't have to do it together. You don't need that person. But you should have had these conversations. And for the young people just starting out or getting married or whatever, again, you're not interviewing someone to work with. You don't need to, but know what you have. And if it's important to you, like for Crystal, I do want a partner in life and in business, then ask the damn question. Like, we talk about kids, we talk about sex, we talk about all these other things, finances and your 3-year plan, your 5-year plan, that stuff is so important.
That's it. Like, get that stuff out the way early before feelings get involved.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. even on the practice field. AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. What are the pitfalls, even for a power couple like you, who you did your due diligence, you checked each other out, you knew all that compatibility was there. What are the pitfalls of working together?
Working together? I would say not being able to turn it on and off. Yeah. It is easy for people to be like, oh, you got to know when to turn it on and off. But if you are truly a co-preneur, a couple in entrepreneurship together, no, you don't turn it on and off.
Yeah.
It is an ongoing thing in your household. So I think for us, it's more so just for me. I would really just say, turn it on and off at times and knowing when to. I'm an alpha female.
Yeah. I can't tell at all, Crystal.
If you can't tell. So I think for me, yeah, it's more so that separation of duties, like,
yeah,
wife mode, then
mom. Y'all guys have two beautiful children.
We're married. We got kids. So yeah, I think even like on our date night, we had a date night the other day and we had to remind ourselves, like, all right, we're not talking about business. This is a date night. No business talk, right?
It's really important.
Yeah. And I tell people, like, it's hard, though, if you both love what you do.
Yeah.
Because then it's not business to you. It's a passion of yours as well. It's life as well. So I think for us, you know, sometimes just knowing, okay, all right, well, we can turn it off if we want to.
Yeah. My brother, I just had a long conversation with my brother. He works with his wife. They're very successful. They own a business. And they have a rule that when they're in the house together, because they're business is actually a brick and mortar, that they don't talk. And she tried to bring something up the other night at dinner. He says, if you want to put our forks down, we'll drive to the store. We'll sit down and have this conversation. That's fine. But we're not doing it here. And so they try to keep that separation of church and state. But that's a really hard thing to do. But you gotta draw the line somewhere.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I think that for us, like most couples, is the hardest thing is,
yeah,
drawing that line, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it can be so rewarding to see you guys work together on the show. And you guys seem to have your strengths. You know, Dedrick, correct me if I'm wrong, you're kind of acquisitions and finding that, and Crystal's brand managing, selling, and the visionary. Is that kind of fair?
Yeah, I mean, I do acquisitions, dispositions, financing, funding, raising money, all that stuff. And she's a visionary. She's the brand manager. She sees the big picture. She sees what I don't see. So our skills are just complementary. I'm left-handed. She's right-handed. Like, we see things from totally different perspectives
and
everything. So we clash a lot because we see things differently, but we also complement a lot, you know?
But we also know and learned early on, when we got into business together, that we have to work within our lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I brought into it when Dedrick and I first started doing business together, because our first business together with Airbnb, we were using my apartment as an Airbnb, but getting into real estate, we learned to stay within our lanes. So whatever I'm over and whatever is my duties within the company is my duties, and we treat it as such. So if I'm coming to Dedrick for a response or some type of answer in regards to what he's doing on the acquisition side, I'm coming to him and he makes that final approval.
Yeah.
If he has an issue with marketing, because I handle marketing for our companies, he comes to me and he's like, listen, X, Y, and Z, he has to hold me accountable if marketing is off. We stay within our lanes and we don't cross over. So I don't cross over and say, hey, well, you know, you need to be doing this. And
we remind each other, and she's quick to remind me,
respect each other's strengths.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah, that's huge. That's great. By the way, it's great relationship advice in general. Like if somebody's mm-hmm. really good at something, respect that. Don't unilaterally go make a decision and then, you know, it's a mistake and you come back and be like, yeah, that's what I do, man. That's my jam.
Well, you know how your wife is, Chris. They think they're always right, right? You
gotta Dedrick, mine is. I don't know what Crystal's like, but Lauren has never been wrong so far.
Yeah. Well, even when she's right, you know, I make her, you know, I try to give her a hard time.
His wife ain't never wrong either.
So I'm curious, you know, you guys are in the, you know, A&E/Hulu world, and your show was a success, but just talking inside industry for someone who, you know, came from real estate and now you guys are getting into this entertainment world. How have you guys found that transition and the streaming world, trying to find out how you are a success and getting those numbers is difficult. Have you guys been able to figure that out?
No. So it is still very difficult. So trying to figure out how well we're doing.
Yeah.
Is a challenge because those numbers, typically networks and stuff are not going to even start releasing them for another 4 to 6 months after your show has aired.
It's not like a real estate transaction. You just go on Zillow, yeah. Go on a website, like this is the valuation.
Well, and, that, right. And even my world, you know, I started in old school network TV and it's like, you know, the next morning I would get up. Here's the numbers. Boom, boom, boom. I knew exactly what was going on. And, you know, in this day and age, I mean, A&E, we know that that'll give you better numbers from Nielsen. But yeah, Hulu, it's like these streamers are so obtuse. They're like, well, you're doing good. They don't want you to know how good you're doing.
Okay.
They'll tell you, you know, they're going to dangle that carrot of like, oh, you know, well, you're close and, you know, try to keep you down. So it's difficult. And I'm just, as far as two really savvy real estate people, how you guys have handled the entertainment side of things.
The entertainment side of things is definitely a lot to learn, right? So
it's a whole new business.
It is.
We were told from friends of ours who also have television shows on typically HGTV, and they all said, listen, and we were going in our first season. They said, you got to understand the TV is going to become your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn a transition. You're going to have to pivot with it. And we was like, oh, nah, never. We're not giving up real estate.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen. And there almost wasn't a season two because we didn't listen. Season one, it really consumes your life to the point where we could not really do real estate. And we were still trying to do it, run 7 real estate businesses and film 5 days a week, 10 hours a day for 8 months.
Yeah.
And still trying to run 7 companies at the same time.
And raise 2 kids and have a life.
And raise 2 kids who play travel ball, yep. And is super active. So every weekend we're in a different state somewhere or then playing travel baseball. It was pandemonium for us. And this season we was like, okay, yeah, so they might've been right. So we started to really try to bring in people to manage areas of the business. But even now with this big, well, this merger between A&E and Hulu, it's the first time it's ever been done.
Yep.
So we were one of 3 shows that Hulu selected. And A&E have been trying to get on their platform for years. And they just believed that the 2 audiences are different. So they did not want to cross them. So they finally said, hey, submit all the shows you want us to consider. If there's any that we like, we'll let you know. So they submitted over 50 shows. They came back with 3. A show with Rachel Ray, a show with Big Boy, Flipping RVs, and then our show.
Mm-hmm.
And it shocked everyone other than our executive producer, who's the one who greenlit our show. He was like, it wasn't a surprise to him. He's like, he saw what we saw, what I saw immediately with the show. But for us, it was a shock because you got Rachel Ray, who's been on for forever.
Yeah.
Big Boy, forever, from Outkast. And then us, who got 1 season under our belt.
Yeah.
Super green.
You guys are, y'all are so relatable and there is an insatiable appetite, you know, for shows that are done well. And you guys do make it look, you don't make it look easy, which is good. You just make it look real. And that's important.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Chris. We know you're an industry veteran, so it means a lot.
And well, congratulations to you too. And I it was so good to meet you both. And 50-50 flip, as they said, A&E and Hulu. But more importantly, I mean, I want people to watch. But for those out there that are like, hey, I want to emulate these two. I want to get into real estate. Where can we find you guys? You know, is it either online, books, forums, speaking engagements? What? Where can we find you?
Yeah, so our website is called politewealthportal.com. It's your portal into wealth, Polite Wealth Portal. So we're actually doing a free training this week and also one next week. So we'll send you a link to drop in the show notes and also Be Polite Properties. So you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube under Be Polite Properties as well.
Well, guys, it was so good to meet you. Crystal, Dedrick, I wish you the very best and congratulations on season two.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.